In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 16, this is letter number 5842, Baruch Hashem, the 13th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshut Ches, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Mar Avrom Moshe Sheyichya Greenberg in Bnei Brak. And the Rebbe said, I'm responding, Shalom Uvracha, I'm responding to your letter, the 5th of Cheshvan, in which you point out about your questioning about what's written in the 11th chapter in Igeres HaTshuva of the Alter Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe brings down over there that as soon as a person does teshuva, the Eibishter forgives him. What's the evidence? Because he says, you say in the bracha, slach lonu, you say, forgive us. You're asking Hashem, forgive us. And immediately, the Alter Rebbe says, you say, Baruch atah Hashem Chanan Amar B'Lisloach, blessed you Hashem, the merciful one, who always forgives. That means that the Eibishter forgave you, because you already said Slach Lanu. Because if it wasn't sure that the Eibishter actually forgave you, how could you make a bracha that the Eibishter forgives you? You just said Slach Lanu. How do you know the Eibishter forgives you? That means that it's not even a doubt, says the Alter Rebbe. That if you said to the Eibishter, Slach Lanu, you can say right away, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chanun Hamar B'Lisloach. If we ask him, he forgives. And the Rebbe says, had we not sinned, we would have been redeemed. And the proof is, because we do say the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, Hashem redeems us, Redeemer of Yidden. So, when we're saying that if we would not have returned, we have been redeemed. So, the person was understanding that if we didn't sin, then when, which means after we said Machana Marbel Isloyach, we say the bracha following Yidorden Goel Yisrael, so we'll be redeemed. So that means that we have to, that we already sinned in between the bracha, because otherwise the Alter Rebbe says we would have been immediately redeemed. What does it mean exactly, immediately redeemed? So why aren't we redeemed? Does it mean that we sinned after the bracha, when we finished Slach Lanu? So yes, the Rebbe, how could it be possible that we should go ahead and sin in between the bracha and Slach Lanu and Goel Yisrael? But the Rebbe says that's not what the Alter Rebbe is saying over here. When the Alter Rebbe says, had we not sinned, he wasn't talking about in between the bracha. He's not talking about after saying that. Because over here, when he says we haven't sinned, meaning later on. Because even though when we ask Mechilo Slicha and we say Rav Lis, Chanan Amar B'Lisloach, that's immediately. When we ask Slach Lanu, we're saying right away, because here nothing stopped, there's nothing in the way. Which means, Eibishter, you did Shuvah, the Eibishter can take you out immediately. So therefore there's nothing to hold you back. But, and therefore, if you ask Slach Lanu, then and you make the bracha, the Eibishter can right away redeem you. But as far as redemption goes, even though we say the Lashon Nigoli Miyad, Hayinu Nigoli Miyad, we would have been, but the Geula needs to go through a process. It doesn't mean like we were saying before, because there's an order. Eliyahu Novi has to come, and there's many things beforehand and afterwards, as explained in many saying of our sages. So the Rebbe is saying over here, even though the Alter Rebbe says we would have been redeemed immediately if we didn't sin, he's not talking about sinning in between the Bracha and Slach Lonu and Goyal Yisrael. But he's talking about, and why is it not working when make a Bracha Goyal Yisrael? It means because there still needs to be a process, and yes, and unfortunately, that we sin later on, that's why we're delaying it. And the Rebbe says, by the way, the idea of Geula that comes immediately after Tshuva is in Rambam, actually, in chapter 7, Halacha Ches. So this thing that when we do Ilu Lo Yinu Chayzer V'Chayt Medal, the Rebbe says, in the Geresa Tshuva, that's the Rambam says that we would be immediately the long Miyad Hein Nigolin, as the Rebbe says. This is in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hei.